How does the clinical syndrome of this hand-foot syndrome compare to what you see with capecitabine?
Right, and that is a wonderful question because it should be understood, at least in my perspective, that the hand-foot syndrome from fluoropyrimidines is a different syndrome than the hand-foot syndrome from angiogenesis inhibitors and tyrosine kinase inhibitors. The duration is different, the severity is different, the rapidity of onset is different, and they really, even though they have the same name, hand-foot syndrome, are really two different processes.
How about the symptoms and signs? Is it distribution, et cetera?
Well, with the oral TKIs and kidney cancer, it really stands out in the hands and feet, really doesn't extend anywhere else. Now, there are some other anecdotes, which I think we're going to have to figure out. There is some suggestion that different ethnicities will handle drugs differently. We have seen, for example, that in some of the patients that we see of Asian descent, that they really handle drugs differently than patients that are not of Asian descent. And rather than give you an anecdote, I think it's just important to recognize that different ethnicities may have different mechanisms of metabolism of these drugs and may require different interventions because their PK and PD and the area under the curve concentrations may be quite different.